His orchestral career spans more than 60 years, 38 of them as a full-time member of the Philadelphia Orchestra, with whom he still plays, although he retired in 1997. He's been teaching new generations of musicians nearly as long, including close to 40 years at Temple University's Boyer College of Music and Dance. He has successful worldwide business ventures, one selling suspended bass drum stands, which he and a colleague invented, another manufacturing and selling musical triangles. We catch up with him at home just after he's returned from an orchestra road trip and just before he starts preparing for his annual percussion workshop held at Temple University, attended by students from all over the world. Later that day, a group of students will be showing up at his backyard workshop to learn how to create triangle hooks from coat hangers, plastic tubing, and fishing line that hold the musical instrument just so.
And now I'll show you quickly what happens when you suspend it. So now I can play faster rhythms. I can also play rolls, where I'm getting the overtones in the rolls, unlike if I play a normal roll this way.
Alan Abel has been making music his whole life.
I had a little tin drum when I was like two or three, and I wore a hole in it playing on that thing, and I finally got a real drum when I was five or six.
Born in 1928 in Hobart, Indiana. After high school, Abel attended the Eastman School of Music in Rochester and played part-time with the Rochester Philharmonic Orchestra. Graduating during the Korean War in 1951, he served for 2 years in the Air Force Band in Geneva, New York. He then became principal percussionist in the Oklahoma City Philharmonic. Because it played only 5.5 months a year, Abel developed non-musical skills as well.
I made $95 a week for 22 weeks, and then I had a vacation for the other 30 with, of course, no income. So I had to do all kinds of things. The first summer I was a carpenter's apprentice, helped to do the framing of 5 houses until I keeled over in the heat one day, and then I finished the summer working in a warehouse of Gray Bar Electric Company.
Despite a talent for carpentry and electrical work, Abel was aiming for a full-time career in music, and the Philadelphia Orchestra had always been his favorite. As luck would have it, when former Philadelphia music director Leopold Stokowski came to guest conduct Shostakovich's 10th Symphony in Oklahoma, he talked about Abel to a local reporter.
Because of the piece, the snare drum and piccolo stood out, so I got mentioned by him in his newspaper article, and I sent that to Philadelphia, just in general saying, if you ever have an opening, I would sure like to have a chance to play an audition. And it sat there for a couple of years.
Abel eventually did get a call, won the audition, and joined the percussion section at the Philadelphia Orchestra in 1959, playing first the bass drum, then expanding to snare drum and mallets, eventually becoming associate principal of the section. At the orchestra, says current principal timpanist Don Liuzzi, Abel's star rose.
That whole section from the 1960s was famous. I mean, they were sometimes called the Four Horsemen. All of them had very refined ears and refined ways of making music on percussion instruments, and their sense of sound, it combined with the tradition of the Philadelphia Orchestra, was very innovative. The percussion section was always finding ways of making percussion ring longer and sound brighter and have more presence and also mix with the sound of the strings of the Philadelphia Orchestra better.
Even when they weren't playing, Abel and his colleagues were discovering ways to create new sounds. One day, he and timpanist Fred Hinger were carrying timpani, along with a bass drum, striking it as they walked.
And it was such a free sound that we decided, well, we need to suspend these things somehow. So I started out with a bass drum stand. I went to a plumbing place and had them make a square frame with legs. And then Mickey Bookspan had a trampoline, and I used a couple of the rubber bands for the trampoline, put hooks in at 4 places in the drum, and then suspended a drum. And it was terrific. As a matter of fact, that first drum, we recorded the Symphony Fantastique of Berlioz, and there's a big bass drum part. And we went to New York to do it in a ballroom setting, and that drum would just move up and down, and if you listen carefully in that recording, you could hear, wow, wow, wow.
Today, orchestras all over the world use Abel's bass drum stands, as well as the triangles he began manufacturing 50 years ago.
A company in Worcester, Mass., when the knitting mills were moving to the south out of the northeast, they left behind some of the knitting mill spindles, which is what the yarn was spun on. And so they took some of those and bent them into triangles, and they sounded wonderful.
It wasn't a big business for that company, says Abel, who really liked the sound and decided to manufacture his own.
I went to an engineering company and put out some money and did a lot of experimenting. Then I started with like 20, 40, then 80. Now I do 200 or 300 at a time. And since the early 60s, I've sold 85,000 of this general purpose triangle.
Abel has shared his wide range of talents and ideas with his students, including three of the four current members of the Philadelphia Orchestra's percussion section, principal timpanist Don Liuzzi.
His awareness of the subdivisions within basic time is incredibly refined. So if you have a set of ears that's listening to you as a teacher, you can't help but gain, it makes you develop that sense of hearing as well.
At Temple's Boyer College of Music and Dance, assistant music professor Phil O'Banion coordinates percussion studies. He says graduate students who already have a high degree of technical proficiency are drawn to Abel to learn how to be more expressive.
They want to learn how to create a musical line on a snare drum the same way that a violinist would do that or a singer would do that. And so he's got all these great techniques and great ideas about teaching this repertoire and teaching these instruments so that percussionists not only sound like great percussionists, but they sound like great musicians.
Who not only sound great, but also look great on stage, who perform gracefully, even when they've got to play the same note 50 times in a row.
Do you want visually for everybody to see you do the perfect wind-up every time, which gets boring? And so you need to be able to get the sound, but then for your lift-off, for your final follow-through, you can go into different positions so there's some variety.
Abel is equally famous for teaching musicians how to best use what they've learned to get career-making orchestra jobs. Philadelphia Orchestra principal percussionist Chris DeVinny studied with him from 1987 to 89.
He was, and still is, really the icon in the percussion field for training people how to take auditions for orchestras.
How to refine every aspect of the sounds you are making and gain real dominion over right notes, right rhythms, good sounds, and making you think in a variety of ways of playing things. You can't just play a piece of music one way. You have to be flexible. In fact, that's part of an audition, showing flexibility.
And, says Abel, versatility. An orchestral percussionist may have to play up to 90 different instruments, although normally it's only about 40.
Percussionists play timpani as well as the timpanist who specializes there in the orchestra. And then all the mallet instruments, that's marimba, xylophone, glockenspiel, vibraphone. In the drum category, there's snare drum, tenor drums, tom-toms, concert tom-toms, conga drums, timbales, bongos, all kinds of ethnic kinds of instruments, things from Ireland and Africa and so on and so forth that are called for occasionally in contemporary music, plus the bass drum and cymbals, all kinds of metal instruments, including the triangles, tambourines, and, just a long, long, long list. You know, ratchets.
Abel's basement, long ago turned into a teaching studio, is full of percussion instruments. The Philadelphia Orchestra's Chris DeVinny spent many hours there.
All the lessons at Temple were always at his house, not at the school. Jan, his wife, offered you tea, and it started there. And then you go down into the basement, or we call it the dungeon sometimes, and you would have your lesson, and you felt really kind of like you were an extension of his family.
Abel's commitment to his students is mirrored in his commitment to his professional colleagues, even those who are not his students, like Anthony Orlando, the Philadelphia Orchestra's associate principal percussionist.
What I remember when I first joined was how kind he was and sharing his experience. And, of course, that was the whole idea with the orchestra percussion section, was to work as a team.
Former student, Philadelphia Orchestra percussionist and associate principal timpani, Angela Nelson, says Abel mentored her when she joined the orchestra and is a continuing influence even in his retirement.
Even now, Alan will attend, it's almost weekly, And he'll always come backstage before the concert and after the concert, and he'll give his two cents. And it's always extremely positive, of course, but it still shapes the way all of us in the section think about how we're playing. And it's funny, when he's there, we always want to perform better.
Alan Abel's touch reaches all over the classical percussion world. Triangles ring out, suspended bass drums resonate, and his students now play in orchestras all over the country and the world. While his own family now includes 3 grown children, 7 grandchildren, and 6 great-grandchildren, his musical family has also grown exponentially. Like the rippling resonance of a powerful drum roll, musicians he's mentored over 6 decades now teach a new generation of young people to keep the beat.